A Pelican at Blandings by P.G. Woodhouse. Read by Nigel Lambert. Chapter 1. The summer day was drawing to a close, and dusk had fallen on Blandings Castle, shrouding from view the ancient battlements, dulling the silver surface of the lake, and causing Lord Emsworth's supreme Berkshire sow, Empress of Blandings, to leave the open-air portion of her sty and withdraw into the covered shed where she did her sleeping. A dedicated believer in the maxim of early to bed and early to rise, she always turned in at about this time. Only by getting its regular 8 hours can a pig keep up to the mark and preserve that schoolgirl complexion. Deprived of her society, which he'd been enjoying since shortly after lunch, Clarence, 9th Earl of Emsworth, the seigneur of this favoured realm, pottered dreamily back to the house, pottered dreamily to the great library, which was one of its features, and had just pottered dreamily to his favourite chair, when Beach, his butler, entered bearing a laden tray. He gave it the vague stare which had so often incurred the censure, "Oh, for goodness sake, Clarence, don't stand there looking like a goldfish," of his sisters Constance, Dora, Charlotte, Julia, and Hermione.
"Eh?"
he said.
"What?"
he added.
"Your dinner, my lord."
Lord Emsworth's face cleared. He was telling himself that he might have known that there would be some simple explanation for that tray. Trust Beach to have everything under control.
"Of course, yes, dinner. Quite. Always have it at this time, don't I? And recently been having it here.